from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Paul Gilbert, the executive director of the Canadian Mental Health Association locally, is optimistic that Safe Health Site Timmins will be able to reopen. The counseling and referral service for drug users shut down last week due to a lack of provincial government money. It had already suspended its supervised injection component on July 1st for the same reason.
Again, we're holding out optimism that once the province has completed its review of these sites and that they've examined the evidence of the efficacy and the effectiveness, eventually there will be funding. But until then, we'll have to stop the operations at the current site.
The CMHA is being helped by the Porcupine Health Unit to maintain harm reduction services. Inflation in Canada put on the brakes last month. Statistics Canada says the annual rate was 2.5% in July, its lowest pace for price growth since March 2021. Lower prices for travel tours, passenger vehicles, and electricity all played a role. June's inflation rate was 2.7%. Every baby born in Canada can now be tested for spinal muscular atrophy. Infants diagnosed with the most fatal genetic disorder and children under the age of 2 can now receive life-changing treatment before symptoms even begin. Muscular Dystrophy Canada says it's the first neuromuscular condition added to screening panels across the country. In 2020, only Ontario and a region in Nunavut screened for the disorder at birth. Officials say improving early detection and prevention is one of the goals outlined in Canada's rare disease strategy, and they hope this step forward leads to the inclusion of more conditions on screening panels. In Country 93.1 Sports, that nip in the air is an indication that hockey season is fast approaching. The Northern Ontario Junior Hockey Association preseason schedule has the Timmins Rock playing the Gold Miners in Kirkland Lake this coming Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Then they're in Wasaga Beach for the Cottage Cup tournament, playing four games between Tuesday and Thursday. The Iroquois Falls Storm play a home-and-home set against the Miners on Friday, September 6th in KL, and the following night in their own barn.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.